Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Iron Lake by William Kent Kruger, narrated by David Chandler and directed by Greg Steinbruner.
Prologue. Cork O'Connor first heard the story of the Wendigo in the fall of 1965 when he hunted the Big Bear with Sam Winter Moon. He was 14. And his father was dead a year. Sam Winter Moon had set a bear trap that autumn along a deer trail that ran from the stream called Widow's Creek to an old logged-over area full of blueberries. He'd found scat at the creek and along the trail and in the blueberry meadow when the berries were ripe. The trap was made as it had been in old times. Against a tree, Sam built a narrow enclosure of branches with a single opening. Over the entrance, he suspended a heavy log secured to a spring pole. The trap was baited with a mash of cooked fish, fish oils, and a little maple syrup. It was the first time Sam had ever built a bear trap, a nearly lost Ojibwe tradition, and he'd invited Cork to help him with the process. Cork had no interest in it. Since his father's death, nothing interested him. He figured Sam's invitation had nothing to do with both of them learning the old ways together. It was just another good-intentioned effort to make him forget his grief, something Corcoran O'Connor didn't want to do. In a way, he was afraid that to let go of the grieving would be to let go of his father forever. Still, out of politeness, he accepted Sam Winter Moon's offer. Late in the afternoon, they found the trap sprung, but the bear wasn't in it. They could see where the animal had fallen, slammed down by...